Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, I'm doing good over here. It's Friday, you know? Got any big plans for the weekend?
No, not really.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Sometimes with no plans, you get the craziest things that can happen too, you know? I don't want to take that though. And I'm speaking with Gabriel, is that right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's a pleasure to meet you, Gabriel. So I'm going to pull up a few notes really quick that, sorry, we got a lot of Johns in the company, so I hope it's not confusing you, but John's going to send over to me a few things so that way catch me up to speed on this call here. In the meantime, did you have any questions or how the program works or anything like that?
No, what's the guy called again?
Oh, we're Local Splash. Yeah, we've been in this company, I've been in this business for about, we're coming up on 18 years now. We have an A+ and a BBB. We really do take care of our people here. But we are a premier Google channel partner, which is why we're able to do the things that we can do.
All right.
And so, yeah, definitely. And then also, let me see, seems like you guys been in the business for quite some time, for about 5 years, is that right?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. It's not easy to say in these days. I feel like COVID kind of threw a curveball at everyone, so that's awesome. Congratulations, sir. Now, far as a few things here, just scrimming through notes, I see that you guys have like a home advisor or something. Is that something you guys are currently with or something you guys used in the past?
We used them for a while. We're not really using them right now.
Gotcha. I heard a lot of different mixed feelings from a lot of previous prospects before. How's your experience with them?
I mean, it was good. Like, we were looking to get more a commercial, but we didn't get too many, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, were you guys having, like, a consistent, far as your payments or anything like that, were you guys paying for leads or were you guys paying, like, monthly?
We were paying for leads.
You're paying per lead? Oh.
Yeah.
So do you guys ever, like, have a cap or something? Because, you know, some people I heard sometimes they just did not know what the leads would come from or, you know, how much they were actually going to pay at the end of the week or something.
Yeah, the leads, they would range from $25 to $99.
$25 to $99 per lead? So it kind of varied, too? That's interesting.
Yes, you would range from $25 to $99. It depends on the size of the lead, like how of the size of the project.
Gotcha. Man, that's crazy. And then would you pay because of you got the job, or was it also just if you just
no?
If you did?
We would pay like when we match the lead. It doesn't matter if we get the job or no. We pay regardless.
Whoa.
That's
kind of scary. I'm sorry. I mean, sometimes it works for some people, but for me and my ears, I'm like, no, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Gotcha, man.
I mean, it was better than I thought it would be better because, like, we were getting leads, but then we call customers and customers, they're like, oh, I was just trying out the app, and then, okay, I just paid, like, $56 for this lead, and I always feel just because we were just playing with the app.
Oh, dang. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Trust me, you're not alone, though. I've heard some pretty crazy horror stories, so. let me ease your mind a little bit. Gabriel, first thing is, you know, we don't have you guys pay per lead, per job, per call, per click, nothing like that. It's a flat rate month to month. And there's no contracts on that either. So we don't want you guys to feel like you're stuck with us and you have to use us. We want to make sure you choose us each and every month because we're doing our job too, you know. So it's in our best interest that you guys do well so that way we can earn your business for a long time. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So other things too, I just want to make sure to let you know that once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area. The reason for that is because we want to make sure it's very exclusive for you guys and your company. And you know, all the leads are going to be funneled to you. So we're going to maximize those leads strictly to you guys. And we're not going to disperse it to other competitors out there. So meaning we don't want them going to other people and then having you guys go head-to-head, you know, trying to fight for these leads. It just doesn't feel right, you know. Yeah, so we'll make sure of that. Now, I do see on the notes here that you guys are willing to move around like 25 miles-ish for your services. Is that about the right range? Or do you think a little less or a little bit more?
No, that's okay. I told the other person 25 miles. We can go to them, but if it's over 25 miles, it would charge a fee for the trip.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's just more about if it's far enough, you want to make sure it's worth the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not too far, we don't have to charge like gas or something like that. Like over 25 miles, I would start charging for the gas.
Got it. All right. So just kind of giving me a better understanding now. Because you guys are up in Philly, right?
I'm sorry?
You guys are up in Philly, right?
Philadelphia. Okay. And New Jersey.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. My girlfriend, her family lives in PA, so I'm trying to get a little more familiar myself, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
It was beautiful. I love the trees, definitely, especially during, like, certain times of the year. It's just beautiful and breathtaking traveling through there. So, all right, a little distracted, my bad.
It's okay.
Now, Gabriel, far as the jobs that you guys would like to be found for, is it more, you're just focusing more on commercial or residential or both, or talk to me about
both.
That. Both. Both, okay. Now, are you trying to lean towards more than the other?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
I was about to say that. A little bit more commercial than residential.
Okay, I want to note that because we can focus on that. So we're really specialized in making sure that, for example, you know, as long as they're in the area, the target areas that you get to choose on this, okay? It can be up to like 50 miles out if you wanted to, all right? So let's say they're in within that proximity and they're looking for your services. What would you say is the most profitable for you and your company? Like, what service would you say that makes you guys the most money?
My area?
Well, no. I mean, like, would it be, you know, cleaning? What would be, like, painting, remodeling? Like, what would it be as far as if I was a new customer saying, hey, I need to hire you for something, what would be most profitable for you guys?
Cleaning.
Cleaning? Okay. So I'm going to do this in real time for you, okay? So I'm going to go on Google because, let's be honest, everyone says let's Google it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to – me personally, I mean, you could tell, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I was to look up that service, I would say cleaning services near Philadelphia, right? So I'm going to type that in right now and put it in Google and in our analytics right now. So you probably know your competition better than us, than anyone here right now. Right now, though, people that are popping up is, I don't even know if I can pronounce that right, Johnny King of Philadelphia. Have you heard of him?
Never
Evergreen,
heard of him.
Evergreen Maid, Mama's Care Cleaning.
Okay.
You have? Okay, yeah. So we got only a handful of companies that can fit up on that first page of Google. Now, there is other pages, but let's be honest, no one really even knows about it or even looks, right? So because we're a premier channel partner with Google, we can guarantee you guys get found on that first page. Okay, now, depending on, you guys get up to 50 keywords and phrases. That's a lot. So if you say, John, I want to be found for cleaning services nearby, near Philadelphia, Philly, whatever the terminology you would like to use, we'll make sure to make that happen. So when someone's looking in that area, you know when that phone rings, they're in the proximity that you want to service to, and you actually know that it's going to be worth your while there, right? So that's what we do to help you guys being found. And again, we don't talk to any of your customers, none of your leads. They talk directly to you. That's the beauty behind it. So,
Okay. Yeah, yep.
And to keep track of all that, we have what we call our client dashboard. It's a fully customizable tracking system. They'll go ahead and show you where these people are calling from, what keywords are actually working to find you, what words aren't working, and you can modify these keywords and phrases at any time. Okay, if you want to run promotions, you can do so. We'll give you the keys to the car. We'll give you the account login and password so you can do that yourself. Or, hey, hopefully in the future here, you're going to be really busy, you know, we'll make this happen for you. And you're like, John, I can't handle this, man. Can you guys help me out, run these promotions or change these keywords? By all means, we have our account management team there at your leisure Monday through Friday. You let them know, and they'll make those changes for you as well, too. So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's go ahead and dive into the pricing a little bit to make sure, you know, it's the right good fit for you on that. Because we do have multiple packages, and we just want to make sure one's a good right fit for you so you're not throwing money out the door either. You know, we want to make sure, one, you're saving money on the back end while getting your return on your investment in the front, okay? So this is how it works. Everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement. Okay, we want to make sure you stick it through in the beginning because, you know, we want to see this fruition really come to play and the magic happen, right?
Is that 2 months?
2 months verbal agreement in the beginning, yes. And the reason for that is because if anyone tells you that, you know, we can get you on Google first page in a day or two, they're lying to you, man. It's just not how Google works. The biggest part is because per Google guidelines, we have to send a verification to you. So they'll send it through the mail. I don't know why they only do it through mail, but hey, whatever. They send it through mail. You can call them, you can email them, whatever from there. Oh, go ahead.
Does it change anything if I already have received that? Because I remember I've done that once. I registered my company to Google, and I received the verification through mail.
Oh, you did the verification already. Beautiful.
Yes.
So it may or may not. If it does, if they don't need that, then by all means, man, that'd be even quicker for you, you know? So if not, though, and they do need to send it again, it's okay. At least it'll be a quicker return.
I already have the account registered on Google. I just never got the chance to do that, like to make sure we are the first page and everything like that.
Gotcha, man. Well, dang, I think I'm going to say that we can help you with this, then. I think it's a match made in heaven, then, at that point. So, yeah, we'll make sure to get that running for you. And within the first 5 to 7 days, you know, we get you not just on Google, but we get you up on Bing, literally up to 60 different directories. So your brand awareness is going to be on point on the web. Like if you want to be on Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chambers of Commerce, I mean, you name it, we'll go ahead and get that all done within the first 5 to 7 days. We move very quickly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't see a website of your own, though. Is that something you guys were
looking into? Yeah, we don't have a website yet.
Okay. Was that something you guys were looking into as well, too, though?
I mean, if the press not so crazy, sure.
Okay. I'm gonna do something for you, because you guys are in for 5 years already, and we might have something for that. I don't want to say anything I can't promise to do, though.
Okay.
I'm going to type right now, though. I just sent it right now. Okay, so I'm going to ask permission on this one before I say anything. But let's go over the pricing, man. So month to month is only at $299 a month. Okay, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment out the door today would be at $398. There's no taxes on top of that. There's no hidden fees, paper jobs, or call or anything like that, okay? Not only that, but it goes back down monthly to $299 month to month. And they're quick. So our techs, I actually sent a little message to our techs, you know, and they're like, no problem. We can go ahead and add a website for you guys as well, too, at that no additional cost. So I don't know if you heard that, but, yeah, they just confirmed they can do that for you. So, again,
okay.
$299 a month.
So mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Oh, okay, yeah. So $299 a month. We got your website included. We got 60 different directories, a client dashboard to keep track of all of this stuff and modify everything as well, too. Get you on a first page of Google with up to 50 keywords and phrases to make sure you can run with as well in the area. All right? So all for the same price of $299 a month, month to month. Again, no contracts on that because we want to make sure you're satisfied with our work. We're doing our job for you guys to say, all right, I want to keep them each and every month because it's working, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I really like that offer. I'm really interested in that offer.
Okay.
But I don't have $400 today.
$398 today would be the initial beginning. After that monthly, it comes out on the same day every month at $299. Is that something you guys can comfortably budget or?
I'm sorry, do I repeat that for you, please?
Yeah, no problem. So today, to get started, would be at $398, but monthly would be at $299 a month. Okay, again, the prices don't change on this, no matter what. Is that something that you and the company can comfortably budget?
Yeah, we could handle that. Like, as I said, I don't have, like, the money for starting today.
Oh, okay. I kind of missed that, though. I'm sorry about that, partner. All right, so what can we do, or what day or what time we'll be able to reconvene to go ahead and do this? Because, as you know, there's only a handful that sits up there. This is a call center, man, just letting you know. So once we fill that, we can't work with anyone else. We take that very seriously here at the company. So mm-hmm. If someone takes it, I'm I can't work with you. So if you take it, we can't work with anyone else. We make sure we close that out right away. What can we do to get that going then?
I mean, as I said, I'm really, really tired to say, like, this sounds something really good. But today, I don't have that money.
That's okay. That's all right. You got to work with me. You got to tell me, hey, John, maybe I can get this going by Monday, or we can do this today if we can work on
by
price.
Tuesday.
Like, yeah, let me know.
Sure. We can by Tuesday, yes.
Gotcha. Is that the initial you would say, or monthly is good, right? Obviously, it's just the initiation to get it started.
Yeah, just initiation. Monthly would be fine. So, like, I'm just talking about for the initiation.
Gotcha. All right. Well, what if I did this, man? You know, because I want to make sure to hold it for you, so that way we can get this thing going. Well, the sooner that we do it, the faster we start working on everything as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gabriel, if I said that I can go ahead and get this initiation as far as your setup fee taken off on there, and just start off with the $299, so that way we can reserve this spot. I just want to make sure I can say I promise no one's going to take this, and we can get it going, right? Would that be able to say, all right, John, let's go ahead and get this thing rolling?
So we'll have to pay $299 today.
Just to $299 today. Nothing any further, no add-on later or anything like that. I just want to make sure, again, you guys have been in the business for a while, man, and it definitely, your reputation precedes you guys. So we would love to do business with you guys, first off, and two, I just know we can help you guys a lot, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, this thing is, we're going to get paid today for the thing, a project we did, and
okay.
The checks. So we're going to deposit by the end of the day, so they're probably going to be on our account on Monday.
Okay.
So, because that's why I said, like, I don't have that money here right now.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't have it.
No, you're fine, man. I appreciate your transparency, because that's what we love to have here. We want to make sure we're transparent with you as well. What I could do then is not charge anything today. We could post-date it for Monday. Do you know what time we can go ahead and do that, though?
Probably by the end of the day on Monday or Tuesday afternoon. Better Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, let's just play it safe, man. We'll put it for Tuesday. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the things shebang right now. It takes about like 10 minutes. I hope you got some time right now. We'll just do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll go over everything, get this thing locked in. Again, I promise I'm not going to put any charges. I'll set it for Tuesday around, like, what do you think? Like 1 o'clock, you would say, or?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right. I'm going to write this down. Take note, too. All right. So 2 p.m. charge on Tuesday. All right. So let's go get started, my man. I know for a fact, Gabriel, we can get this thing rolling for you. So is it Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L? Did I spell that right?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name?
M-E-N-Z-E-S.
S, right? As in Sam. Mendez.
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as the email, the best email we can send the information and invoice to in the future?
Bill_.
Well, say that one more time.
Bill, B-I-L-L.
Uh-huh.
_ Mendez.
Okay.
13@outlook.com.
13@AOL.com?
Outlook. O-U-T-L.
@outlook.com. I haven't heard that in a while. Sorry. All right. Sounds good, man. And then this number that we're calling on, the 609-861-8436, is that the best number to reach you guys?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead.
I just have a question.
Yes.
Did you guys call us because, like, we popped up in our system, or, like, we applied or something?
No, not because you applied. It's actually our system has analytics to show who has the best ratings in the area. And also, there's Angie or the Home Advisor, sometimes they're listing shows for the companies out there as well, too, in the area. Now, once one position opens up in the area, that's when we're able to go ahead and fulfill it. But if it's not open, we can't even call out.
Oh, so just because, like, we work with Angie, you guys receive information?
We were able to get a little more information as well too. Yeah. So okay. We make sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was just asking because sometimes you was the other owner and he didn't have time to tell me, so I just want to make sure. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Hey man, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I got you. No worries. And then Gabriel, I need to make sure that the spelling is on point for everything, okay? Because we are going to be submitting it for other directories and things like that once we get started. Now.
Okay.
I want to make sure I have it correctly. I have MOP, apostrophe, it, and then we have cleaning services. Is there a LLC or anything like that?
No. Is there a dash between MOP and cleaning services?
I got MOP, apostrophe, IT, and then there's no dash or anything between that and cleaning.
Yeah. It should have Yeah, if you can put like a dash between them.
Between it and cleaning?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make sure to do that. Again, it's very flexible. You just got to let us know. It's like, hey, listen, we need to change this or anything like that. Perfectly fine. Just let our techs know. They'll go ahead and take care of that for you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
And then now, as far as the address, is it the 1828 Arthur Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that. And a zip code 19152, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so...
I don't know if you want to put the other address as well.
No, this address is just in case for the Google profile page that you already made, though. But it's just that if they do need to send that back out, we want to make sure they have the address to send it to you. All right, so it just has
okay.
to have a physical address for that. Now, if you guys don't want to put that physical address on Google... Let me know right now so that way I can notate that as well, too, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here. All right, so we're going to set a tech call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just don't put the physical address on Google.
Don't. Okay. All right, I got you.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said, yeah, no, you're fine. I was like, oh, okay. All right. All right, I'm glad you clarified that for me. Give me a second. I want to make sure I have that in there. Please do not put physical. Okay, I just put that notated there. All right, and now on the card that we'll be using to charge on Tuesday at 2 p.m., what is the name? Is it the same name that we have, the Gabriel Mendez, or is there like a middle initial?
It's the same name.
Same name, okay. And we're going to go ahead and set up a tech call. Would you say Tuesday would also be a good time to give you a call from our techs so that way we can get this thing rolling?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to call from an 877 number. Okay. It's not a spam call. Make sure you keep an hour window open for them. It's not going to take an hour. It could be they call like 15 minutes before the end of the hour, however from there. But they're going to go over all the magic, okay? And they're not going to start from scratch because I'm going to ask you a few questions here to give them information to already get rolling on a few things. So it may be
mm-hmm.
quicker. It just depends on how much questions or material you want to go ahead and add, okay?
Okay.
Now, on Tuesday, what time do you have available for them, though?
You can call me around noon.
Around noon? Okay, hold on. Let's see here. They are California time because we're based in Fountain Valley, California, but I'm East Coast myself, so I know. So for noon, around 9 a.m. for them. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send you a Google Calendar invite, okay? In a second here. They're going to call this number. Make sure you save this the number that they call from because that'll be your direct number, okay?
Okay.
To get a hold of them. Okay, and then give me just a second. All right, there's that. All right, I'm sending it right now. Let me know once you got it. And they're going to hit yes or confirm on there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see here. All right, there we go. Should have went through by now.
I think I clicked the wrong one. I think I clicked no.
What? All right, no worries.
Why? It's so confusing, dude. The links here, though.
You got to call it. All right, that's all good. I'm gonna do. It's kind of small too, right? Let me just. All right, let's try it one more time.
Now I got it. Like the answer is at the bottom. I thought it was like yes. The link below is like the one I should click.
You're good, bro. All right, let's see here. Well, I delete it. Let's try one-on-woman one more time. Same time. Boom. Okay. Pow. All right, I'm sending it one more time here. Let me know you got it there.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Hey, partner, let me ask you, do you guys have a Facebook business page by any chance?
Instagram page.
Instagram page? Okay. Are you guys interested in having a Facebook business page that we'll go ahead and build for you? Again, I'm not trying to upsell you, man. It's part of the package on there where they build it for you and they can keep track for you, and then if any customers that look for your services in the area and on Google and they just don't need a service at that moment, they go on Facebook, they'll see your ads on there as well too. And, you know, marketing 101, man. The more they think about you and see you, the more they're going to – more likelihood they're going to call you when the time comes when they need it, right?
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
I got you. I'll make sure I get that for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as far as the website, do you guys own a website previously before or a domain or anything like that? I have to ask.
No.
You do not? Okay. All right, I'm going to make sure you get this call tracking system. We're even going to give you a – we call it the Splash Call app, okay, so you can track it mobily as well too, okay? Let's
okay.
go over – some services that you would like to be found for, all right? So you come up the top of your head for right now, but if you want to add more later with the technicians, just let them know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the stuff that I have, I mean, obviously you want to do cleaning services, right?
Yes.
All right, we got cleaning service. What about, like, remodeling or anything like that?
No, we do the remodeling.
No remodeling, okay. Cleaning, would you do painting or anything? Or?
Yes.
Painting? Okay. Interior, exterior, both?
Both.
Okay. Interior and exterior. Okay. What other services would you like to be found for?
Landscaping.
Landscaping. Okay.
Also, power washing.
Car washing. Okay.
No, power washing.
Bar washing?
Power washing. You know,
oh,
like
power washing, man. I'm like, oh my God,
yes.
My bad. All right, I got you. Power washing. Okay. What else we got?
Let's see. I mean, the commercial cleaning.
Commercial. Well, yes. I want to make sure, because you want to do more commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have these for right now. Oh, go ahead.
One more. We do the floor waxing.
Floor waxing. Okay. I'm going to say, please advise customer might want to add more. So that way you can have some time to write a few things down over the weekend as well, too. And then that way they'll go ahead and, you know that what to add on that day, okay, on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. And then as far as your hours of operations, what do we got?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right. How? Okay. And then would you like the customers to contact you guys through email, text, phone, all three? What would you say?
All three.
All three. Okay. All right. Oh.
Like email, it would be a different one. It would be a company one.
Oh, it'd be a different one? Okay, I'll ask for that in just a second here. Email. All right. What's the email you like them to contact you on?
It's cleaning. It's like my company name, like backwards. CleaningServiceMuppet@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. @gmail.com, you said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gmail.com. Okay. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers, though? Do they do Cash App, Venmo, cash, check, card? How does that work?
We accept cash, check, and Zelle.
And Zelle, okay. And again, if you ever modify and let's say your business is booming, you want to use a cube or you want to use other things, then just let us know. Keep us informed. Stay active with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, the more active you are with us, the better it is for your web presence, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And then I got all this here. Let me make sure, triple check everything. I like to triple check, so I'm on my second check for you, all right?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday is the 27th. Man, this month went by so fast.
It did.
Okay, there we go. Make sure I have that in there too, just in case. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to go over two things, okay? So I'm going to do a voice verification, all right? So that way we don't have to do it later down the road. We just go ahead and charge it at that time for you, not today, all right? So I want to make sure it kind of save you guys time in the future there on Tuesday, all right? I'm making sure there's no extra charges or anything because – wiping off that setup fee for you. So give me just a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Called at the right time, man. Or actually, we called you, didn't we?
Yes.
So, yes, sir. All right. Okay. We're going to get to the billing part right now, though. Again, I'm not charging up until Tuesday. I want to make sure I keep mentioning that to you. So I have Gabriel Mendez. The billing address for this card, though, is that the same one that we have, the 1828 Arthur Street?
No.
Okay. What do we have?
It's 652.
Okay.
You ready for the rest?
I'm good. Yep. Sorry.
Okay. Camelot, CAMELOT, Court.
Camelta, TA?
No, Camelot. Oh, you're asking the city?
No. Camella, is it C-A-M-E-L-L-A?
No, C-A-M-E-L-O-T.
L-O-T. Okay, gotcha. Camella. All right, what else we got?
City Cinnaminson. C-I-N-N-A-M-I-N-S-O-N.
That's a crazy one. What?
Yeah, it's like cinnamon with sun in the middle, in the end. So
at the end, S-O-N.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. Okay, sorry. Okay, and then what's the
zip code? Okay. 08077.
All right, so I'm going to repeat this back. I got 652 Camelot. Cinnaminson, man, that's hard to say. Okay, New Jersey, 08077, is that right?
Yes, and it's Camelot Court, okay? Camelot Court.
Okay, gotcha, thank you. And then the payment method, is it Master, Visa, Discovery, American Express?
It's Visa.
Visa, okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
1 second. It's 4256.
Okay.
2800.
Okay.
2599.
Okay.
3859.
All right. And then expiration date?
April 27.
Awesome. And then the security code on the back?
520.
All right. Again, I'm not charging nothing today or throughout the week. We're only going to do that on Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'll make sure of that, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm making sure all this is here. And not a dollar more. Perfect. Okay, so next thing we're going to do is our voice verification. Okay, this is the added form for protection for you. And I'm going to use the date when it talks about the payment for Tuesday, okay? So we're not going to set it for today, so that way – you feel comfortable as well, too. I want to make sure everything's set on point here, okay?
All right.
If you have any questions, concerns, just say, hey, John, can you stop for a second? Can you elaborate on that a little bit? And I'll be more than happy to answer for you, okay? In the meantime, though, any questions, just try to sound as clear as possible, okay?
Okay. I don't have any questions at the moment.
All right. Here we go. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Moped Cleaning Services.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gabriel Mendez, co-owner.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for a second, Gabriel. Please make sure, don't fall for this. If anyone says they're Local Splash asking for more money or anything like that, they're not Local Splash, okay? This is your locked-in price. You never have to pay a dollar more, okay? Just let me know
okay.
if I ever come to play. Okay. I'm going to continue.
All right.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Beautiful. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on September 27th in the non-refundable amount of $299. Okay, this will be a recurring payment When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day on the 27th of every month of the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal terms and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful, sir. All right, man. I'm going to say right now, because I already know we're going to do really well together here, I'm going to be your second form of contact, okay? So you're going to have your account management team, the techs, giving you a call from an 877 number on Tuesday, all right? And again, if you can't get a hold of them for any odd reason, just, you can always get a hold of me through email, text, a simple phone call too, man. I got you, okay?
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, man. Well, welcome to the family, man. I'm excited for you guys, seriously.
Thank you. I'm excited, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Gabriel, when I put the actual payment through on Tuesday, you're going to get a text and an email. It's very important that email is their invoice, but and the invoice is a terms and conditions part where you just need to sign it electronically, okay? You don't have to signature or anything like that. You just type it, yeah, and then it'll take you to a login page, and that's going to be done with our technicians on Tuesday. So we'll make sure to take care of that for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, brother. Well, hey, welcome to the family over here, man. I'm excited. All right, we'll talk to you soon. We'll stay in touch. All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, take it easy, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.